Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how many articles did the New York Times publish about the Holocaust between 1936 and 1945, and how many did the Jewish Telegraphic Agency publish during the same period? Alicia Ors has a degree in journalism from the CEU Cardenal Herrera University in Madrid and a master's in scriptwriting for television and film from the Menéndez Pelayo International University. She received her doctorate in American Studies from the Franklin Institute of the University of Alcalá de Henares. She's worked for Radio Televisión Española, Radio Televisión Valenciana, and the Spanish news agency EFE, all official institutions, as well as in the communications office of the president of the Valencia regional government. She currently teaches theory of communication at the School of Communication of the CEU Cardenal Herrera University. Her book, La Prensa Norteamericana ante el Holocausto, Testigo o Cómplice, which can be roughly translated as The American Press and the Holocaust, Witness or Accomplice, is the result of the research that she did for her PhD thesis on the same topic.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Alicia. First, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your studies, and how you came to be interested in this subject?
I'm a journalist, and I'm a PhD in North American Studies in Instituto Franklin, Universidad de Alcalá, in Madrid. I've been working a lot of time in press offices, in politics, and in radio too, radio, television. And in one moment in my life, in 2012, I started to study great in Instituto Franklin. In that moment, I needed to stop my career and to improve my knowledge. And I always been interested in Holocaust. I don't know why, but Holocaust for me was a very interesting period and an issue for me. So I read during my grade, about the coverage of the Holocaust during 1936 to 1945 or 44.
You read about coverage of the Holocaust where?
Yeah, in a short article in the internet, I read about the coverage of the Holocaust. And I read that there was many mistakes in the coverage of the Holocaust.
And when you say the coverage of the Holocaust, the coverage where?
Especially in the United States.
Uh-huh.
And the point was that the many of the head or chiefs of the newspapers, of these newspapers, the main newspapers in the United States, were Jews. For me, it was a revelation. The question was for me, why Jewish people in the United States didn't have interest about the Holocaust, or they did or not. For me, this was the beginning of everything.
Now, the name of the book is very provocative. The American Press with Regard to the Holocaust, Witness or Accomplice?
Yeah.
And you mentioned some questions that led to your study. Basically, what you're saying, why didn't American media give more coverage to the suffering of the Jews in Germany? And there are several possibilities, why there were only small articles or small opinion pieces. Was it ignorance? Was it disbelief? Was it uneasiness with the rise of socioeconomic influence of Jews in the United States? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Did you come to any conclusions about this?
At the beginning, I found that the main reason could be the war. Because I think that the war and the Holocaust are two lines. These lines going in parallel, but they don't touch each other. And press is publishing a lot of time headlines about war, the victims of the war, the Second World War, all the time. And in one moment, people in some cards of the newspapers, at the end of these newspapers, talking sometimes like drops, a little drops, talking about one victim here, but not a victim because of the war, a victim because of the race, of his or her race, one victim, and in one moment, the readers talked about extermination, like a drop. For me, the words in this work are the most important thing. The terms you use to talk about everything about the Holocaust. So at the beginning, the reason could be probably no information. You don't have information about anything about the Holocaust. And the time. At 19, I think in 1942 and 41, I found a lot of cards talking about the extermination and camps. For me, this combination of words, it's the key, one of the keys. The reason, I don't know. I think the press didn't know anything until sometime. For example, in 1942, I found a lot of articles talking about extermination, especially in 1942. And press needed to talk about extermination because many people is talking about extermination in their cards. So the reason why, I don't know why. Why not? Because when you are a journalist, you go every day to a meeting at the beginning of the day, you talk about the order of the news in your newspaper. I don't know if in these meetings the editor talked about not to talk about something about the Holocaust. I don't know if they had a censorship, but I know that people, Polish people, and many people talking about something, extermination, killing, extermination camps, Jews, many words. These words are the key.
How did you decide which newspapers to study, and how did you go about doing your research?
I need to search in main newspapers in that moment. And for me, the main newspapers was the most read. For example, the chief of the New York Times in that moment was a Jew. And for me, this was a key. And the Boston Globe belonged to the New York Times, so it's important for me. So the chief of these newspapers were Jews, and for me, this is a key too.
And you also looked at the Los Angeles Times and the Jewish Telegraphic Agency.
Yes, because for me, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency let me show my readers the difference between the coverage of the Holocaust by the New York Times. New York Times had 80 articles, and at the same time, from 1936 to 1945, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency had 650 articles during the same time. You see the difference, the numbers, the difference. It was this combination of words, extermination, Jews, and finally Holocaust.
So we can assume that whatever was published by the Jewish Telegraphic Agency wasn't picked up by the other newspapers.
Yeah. And probably the public of the Jewish Telegraphic Agency was a minority, I don't know. But the Jewish Telegraphic Agency is an agency. Journalists need the agency to publish some news. So for journalists, it's very important the first part of the news. I don't know why the New York Times decided not to publish some information about Holocaust. I don't know why. I know that the Jewish Telegraphic Agency had more information, published more information than the New York Times, Los Angeles Times, and Boston Globe.
Now, could you describe the project itself and what it consisted of and what exactly is in the book?
The project was an idea that born from my teacher, my director, Luisa Juarez. For me, he is the most important person in this search. But the project born from this first article I read, I told about at the beginning of this interview. In my book, you will find three periods from 1936 to 1945, and three periods analyzing all the time the words. As I told you at the beginning of this interview, the words and the combination of words for me is the key. Okay?
So in other words, your methodology was to look up these words.
Yes,
in
the keywords.
Where did
the
you look? Words. Where did you look them up?
Using the internet, the archives of the New York Times, the Boston Globe, and Los Angeles Times.
Uh-huh.
I introduced these words, this combination of words, extermination, Jews, and extermination camps, and the archives on the online archives gave me a lot of headlines with this combination of words. For me, this is a key. The words you use to explain what, to talk about the extermination. Because it's not the same if you talk about the victims of the war that if you talk about the victims of the Holocaust. No, if you talk about extermination, this is a crime.
Mm-hmm.
In parallel, that the crimes of the war.
So I imagine that towards the end of your three periods, towards the end of the war, these mm-hmm. words occurred a lot more frequently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you go through the time, at the end of this period, in 1943 and 44, many people and police underground talk all the time about extermination and marches of the death. And for me, this is the key. You are talking about other victims, different victims than the war.
Now, as a journalist, I would like to ask you about a couple of your own personal opinions about the press. Do you think that the way newspapers covered or didn't cover the Holocaust has influenced how subsequent genocides such as the Balkans, Rwanda, the Rohingya in Myanmar have been covered?
Yeah, I think that the coverage of the Holocaust could be better, probably because in that period, people didn't know anything about this kind of crime. It's important to know that genocide didn't exist in this period. Genocide was born in 50s.
You mean the word?
The word mm-hmm. and the crime. The word and the crime. Yeah, I know. Probably during the history, we will find a lot of situations like Holocaust, and the word you talk about is not Holocaust or not genocide. So this is the first time we find a Holocaust and after a genocide. So for me, my opinion about this is probably the reason why newspapers didn't cover this kind of situation in a better way is because they didn't find a situation like this in the past, probably.
Now, the next question is a little bit complicated, okay? What do you think about present-day media in general, especially professional media versus social media? I mean, if something is not reported by professional media, such as newspapers or TV or radio, but it is posted on social media, then this is the only source that people have. And even though it may not be reliable, many people accept it as the truth, especially since there may be nothing more reliable to contrast it with.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
We have a problem right now called fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think the big problem is time, because social media or social networks requires you talk very fast about the situations. I need a headline all the time. Twitter requires a headline all the time. And you are a reader. You don't have the skills or the tools to know that you are reading reliable information. I know. Yeah. Like audience, we need to read slowly and to stop and think and to feel what is the source. I know that it's difficult because today we are in a internet era and it's very complicated for us. I think that the social networks and social media have a lot of advantages, but there is a negative phase too, because many informations are not true and you don't have the tools. If you are a media audience, you are a normal audience, you don't have the tools to know which is true. Okay, but for me, for example, in Venezuela, the social media is very important because you, like an audience, can know all the time, in a real time sometimes, what is happening there. Yeah, mm-hmm. Difficult. An interesting debate right now.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Okay. For me, this book has been an adventure, and I hope it can be useful for some situations. For me, the most important thing is this kind of situations don't occur anymore.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you too, Linda, for your interest in my book, and thank you very much.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.